All right. Have I gotten us way off track? But just to finish up these, because it ties into this discussion of nations also suffer fear of not being able to survive. And that's a word that's I did use in a distinct way from the state, perhaps in a biblical sense almost, nation as a people, because that's how we think of it as a people. And to have allegiance to a nation as opposed to a state, although, you know, they're used interchangeably, I believe it's used interchangeably more often than not. But to have allegiance to a nation does not pit one against other nations. That's when the patriotism ideology is brought in, and fascism, totalitarianism, introduced into the training of the people. In any case, an important suppressed discussion is, if we have a common allegiance to freedom, love, the infinite, the source, there's no need for states anymore. Is that not correct? Let's think about that. And then, can we have the world we want? Don't we all want the same things? Fun, love, sociability, joy, to use our gifts unfettered as we see fit, to be seen and appreciated, in a word, good fellowship. Yes, I think of it as one word. Don't we have the technology and the abundance to help each other globally, directly, without the state inserting itself in between our efforts? Do we need guidance, which is what they train their children to believe, that we are simple cattle and need their help? Because remember, until their children take the mission up to fulfill it for the pops and moms, it's dead in the water because our bodies don't want it, right? So they train their children to complete the mission and tell them that we need guidance. No, we need conversations. We need access to each other. We need freedom so that we can listen to each other and discuss together freely. And recall from our September 10, 2017 show that thought, as with Samuel Butler, freed Nicola and Prince from fear. And I don't know that we've discussed that adequately, but it makes perfect sense. You know, Nicola said, "I have thrived on my thoughts." And my suspicion, as I've said, is that they turned this weapon on him. And that was also, in a sense, I believe, a challenge to them. His whole aggressive pursuit of the press was a direct challenge to these guys. Do your worst. I'm going to fight. These are powerful people. But a nation struggles with its survival fears, as does an individual, because kept separate from each other's inherent goodness, and rather fed a steady diet of misinformation designed to condition us to believe the opposite about each other, we don't see the love around us. In the recent David Brooks column we'll be discussing, he reminds us how the state plays on this fear that there is no love inherent in us, and provides the soothing given those circumstances of continuously fed misinformation. The state provides what seems a soothing lie, that our capitulation to its command is to a higher, smarter, wiser strength than we possess individually, needed to rein in, quote unquote, those supposed inherent bad qualities others than ourselves unleash on us, chronically in personal dramas, and unexpectedly in public ones, often orchestrated by hidden power to justify its reduction of us and augmentation of itself by the theft of our gifts. In pondering the column excerpt below, I must admit reading through the lens of Prince and Proudhon. As of the Bible, my ignorance is woeful, while they have devoted to it serious study and a potent analytic gift, and their knowledge of biblical text is extensive. So I suspect their definitions, for example, of the law, which both men agree means God's law, i.e. truth, justice, and Prince would add, love, are accurate.
Hey, Sugar, I know it's been a minute, but I got to get up in it. Come on. Let's talk about what you got. I don't think you understand. It makes me can I talk a little bit?
Brother, mighty proud.
I gotta say it loud.
Say it loud. You got a dozen little sexy tricks that a dozen cities in the U.S. won't even allow. Never do you boast like the other chicks who think they're fine and loved. Said they love to flaunt it. What I dig the most is that you keep it in your head until I want it.
Better shut the door.
Ooh. You know what I'm talking about, baby? Ooh. Oh, let me hear you say. Ooh. Ooh. Come on.